Mercy be unto you from Lord God our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for this 11th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Holy Gospel of the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Bread has some interesting history, doesn't it? Just ask your well-traveled missionary friends, and they will tell you all the stories about bread and how much bread they have consumed during their mission work. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, give us this day our daily bread. In Scripture, to eat bread or break bread together symbolizes fellowship and friendship. As in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, how they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, and to food, and to fellowship. Every Wednesday, we have a Bible study at the Refugee Service Center in Dallas, and I have a Bible study at home on Thursdays. We pray, we have fellowship, and we always close with the Lord's Prayer. There are about 7 to 9 nations participating in this Bible study. And that's why I wanted to take this opportunity to thank those of you who have blessed the Ministry of Disciples the way to get Arabic Bible studies. I promise you they will be put to use, and we can always have some more of God's Word to give away for free. Can't imagine a life without God's Word. But here is an alert, a warning for those of you who are not familiar with Middle Eastern people. Not only is it embarrassing to invite your Middle Eastern friends for a Bible study at home with a meal and not have bread, it's almost illegal. You can get a ticket for that. Bread is essential. So how many kinds of bread can you think of right now? White, wheat, rye bread, raisin bread, olive bread, garlic bread, gingerbread, injera bread for the Ethiopians. Naan bread, sure you have tasted that, for the Indians. Panettone for the Italians. And if you are from Germany, you have probably heard of Stollen bread, S-T-O-L-L-E-N. I made sure of that because I asked some friends here to give me the history about that bread, which is a German Christmas bread that was first prepared in the 1500s for the Council of Trent. And since then, has been the standard traditional Christmas bread baked and consumed by German folks all around the world today. It is interesting to note also that the word Bethlehem, Beitulahem, in Hebrew means a house of bread. And this brings me back to my Jewish, Moroccan, North African bread. Now notice there are 3 countries right there combining that loaf of bread. In order to feed her 9 army of children, my mother, bless her heart, will get up early in the morning and prepare the bread, 9 loaves, every day from scratch. I remember my brothers and I will take turns taking the bread to the next door bakery. And in winter, when it's cold, we will even stay in the bakery for hours and hours waiting for that bread to come out just so we can get that first bite of the hot bread coming right out of the oven. Sometimes the number of loaves will jump up from 9 loaves to 12, even to 15, when neighbors or friends are invited. Bread was my mother's economical solution for her hungry children before the meal is served. You see, meat was expensive in Morocco. My mom is smart. She will give her children a lot of bread to eat before the meal starts, so they will be filled before time comes. However, she will prepare a good meal full of vegetables and spices, and we're lucky if she drops in a scrap of meat falling out of a beef or chicken bone, just to add that flavor. My Moroccan mother made our home a house of bread indeed, but occasionally the Jewish mother in her will also feed us a different type of bread. Now let me describe this bread for you. This bread was thin and had lots of holes on the surface and tasted very plain. Sometimes like crackers with little tiny burns on the top. Unlike the large 9 giant puffed up Moroccan loaves, we only have little of this bread. It always looked mysterious to me. It's a Jewish bread. Matzah bread. We only received it one bite at the time and for a long time. I remember my mother asking me to go outside of the Kasbah, the city, the wall that surrounds us, and she will warn my brother and I to go in secret to go get this bread. And when we get it, she will say, get straight back home. Do not stop, talk to anybody until you come back and put it in my hands. Then she will open the white cloth and tear out a little piece of this bread and give it to me and to my brothers to eat. Honestly, I really didn't know or care much for this bread, but I ate it anyway, without asking what it is. Thus, the word manna in both of our readings today. However, when I did ask my mother in Arabic, ma ma'na hada, manna hada, which is the equivalent word for manna in Hebrew, my mother will always respond the same way without any explanation. Just take and eat it quickly. You see, some of you may not know my mother and father's story, but my Jewish mother converted to Islam in order to marry my father. However, not everything in her was converted to Islam. When she gave her children matzah bread to eat in haste, she was at that very moment celebrating and reliving the Passover in her heart, away from her homeland and away from her family. She was remembering God's given promise to the Jews when he exited them out of Egypt and set them free toward Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the land of the promise. Matzo bread meant redemption and freedom in her mind while living as a refugee away from her own home and promised land. Jerusalem, the land of the promise. I learned that later, after I became Christian, studying the Word of God, that in Exodus chapter 12, verse 39, it says, with the dough the Israelites had brought from Egypt, they baked loaves of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. See, the story start coming together. The bread, when baked, it was called matzo. In the Jewish teaching, lahmuni, which is my body, my meat, lahm, which is bread, also word used for meat, lahamoni, which is me, my bread, mean poor man's bread, as a reminder to the Jews to remain humble and not to forget where God has brought him from and where God has brought him to. Do you remember where God has brought you from and where God has gotten you through till this day? God is still getting you out, but he got you out once for all by faith in Christ Jesus. As I sat down to meditate on this text and prepare this sermon for you this morning, I realized that my mother is eating and feeding her children and giving them a bite of that bread of affliction in haste was a foretaste of salvation and a true lesson in humility that I will grow up to appreciate and know even more when I received my very first bite of communion bread right here in this altar after I was baptized. I remembered in my baptism, and you should also remember that in your baptism, how the sign of the cross was placed upon your forehead and on your heart to mark you as a redeemed and beloved child of God and no longer a slave to sin and to the law. You are called and set free and bold from the bondage of sin out in the world to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are set free from the world, the devil, and yourself, so God can give you that privilege to proclaim him and him crucified for all nations. You're now being set out from a world of darkness into a world of light to proclaim the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of salvation and forgiveness to all who believe. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me, never be thirsty. like all the Muslims out there who are laboring so hard, puffed up with their own labor of righteousness, seeking to be saved in their own works and deed by the law. And like my mother, who was also laboring every day, making puffed up loaf of bread, not knowing the true meaning, the true hidden secret of the gospel and the mystery that lays underneath the natural matzo bread. And just like many Christians today who robbed Jesus out of his full merit of salvation and deny his full presence in the means of grace, mainly in the gifts of baptism and communion, my mother then did not really know what kind of bread she was eating and feeding her hungry children when she gave us matzo bread. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Oh, how I marvel at Jesus' patience and love for his people. He should have reprimanded them for questioning him and asking him for more signs. What other sign were they looking for? Without belief, it doesn't matter how many signs you show. In the Jewish tradition and the teachings, matzo has been used to replace the Pesach. Pesach is Passover in Hebrew. Traditional Passover offering that was made before the destruction of the temple. I've also learned that the use of matzo is the oldest symbol of salvation in the Seder meal. And as a matter of fact, the closing line in this meal ends with the words, "Next year in Jerusalem." You see, I've always longed and prayed to take my mother to Jerusalem one day. Muslim children are supposed to take their parents to Hajj, Mecca, to make those tours and eventually be forgiven temporarily. And my hope after I became Christian was to take my mother to Jerusalem to exchange peace with her brothers and sisters and to be set free from the guilt of being torn between the children of Isaac and the children of Ishmael. And the time came, and in 2001, I took my mother to Jerusalem. Jerusalem. And I was so excited because I wanted to go walk in the places where Jesus walked. It didn't go well at the beginning because I was picked up by the Israeli FBI right at the airport. And they put us in the room and they questioned us for 2 hours. My mom was sobbing, is crying, "This is Jerusalem. I came here to see my family. Look what you're doing to my son." And later we were released. And the man who came to pick us up was my mother's son-in-law, and he was the mayor of the city, you betcha. And we went to the home, and they saw my mother because she's the oldest sister in the family. I realized my family in Jerusalem is bigger than my family in Morocco. And they washed her, they bathed her. And I noticed things were not going right for my mom. Something was missing the whole time. because she was persecuted by her own brothers and sisters away from the people that she left. You see, at the beginning, she left her family to marry a Muslim. And now she's going back home to reconcile, and they're persecuting her for marrying the Muslim and having this many children in Morocco, Casablanca, and not in Jerusalem. And one of them told me, you need to keep your mother here. She belongs here. You're Jew. If your mother's Jew, you're always a Jew. I said, I am a child of God. And I'm here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to all of you. You see, in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, I recited this verse to them. See, because the Jews, like they told Jesus, we're the children of Abraham. He gave us manna in the desert. What are you going to do for us? You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither a Jew, nor a Greek, nor a Muslim, nor an Ethiopian, nor a German, nor free, nor male, nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. That's what I told them. I'm a Jew by faith in Christ Jesus. Yeah, you can cut me and I'll bleed. Jew. But it is by faith that all people are saved. What happens to those who are not born from a Jewish family? They are also saved by faith in Christ Jesus. They are as Jews as Jesus was by faith in his work and his righteousness. To finish the story, my mother came back sad. And I prayed that one day my mom will experience the real peace of God, not only going to Jerusalem, the land, but see it in the person of Jesus, to know him as the person of peace. See, little did my mother know that by faith, that small bite of bread has more power and life in it than all the 9 and 12 and 15 puffed up Moroccan loaves of bread and all the breads in the world combined. Let's put it this way. My mother knew the start and a little bit of the story, but not the whole and full complete story of salvation. When she was handing her children that bread. Little my mother know that by faith, within that little and leavened piece of matzo, God descended from heaven in the very person of Jesus to become the true manna from heaven. The very bread of life, to echo the words of Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God said to Moses, this is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am who I am. In the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament, ego eimi means I am alone am, where the Lord identified himself to Moses as I am Yahweh. The Lord came down from heaven in the very form and likeness of Jesus. Jesus is none other than God in human flesh, as emphasized at the beginning of John, which was our text, and the ending of the book of John. I am the bread of life holds out the promise to us that this same Jesus who was able to feed the Jewish multitude physically, is also able and willing to provide for all those who spiritually hunger and thirst when they eat and drink him as their Lord and Savior. You're about to do that. So little did my mother know that by faith alone, in Jesus alone, because of grace alone, in the Word of God alone, and in that tiny and thin piece of unleavened bread resided the most powerful promise of salvation to Abraham and all his seed, just like I read to you in Galatians 3:27 and 28. Little did my mother know that her son one day will receive that piece of bread again, and with it, beneath it, and underneath it, he will receive Christ as the forgiveness of his sin. Little did my mother know that one day her son will be baptized and receive Jesus, the true manna from heaven, and be made right with God by faith, and be sent back to her 20 years later and baptize her in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. My mom lived to see Jerusalem by faith, and so will you. May the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and mind in Christ and Him crucified, the very manna of God that you're about to receive. Amen.